With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's defense forces forayed into northern Gaza on localized raids early Saturday morning after airstrikes have been pounding the area for days. A massive military buildup near the border could mean a ground assault might be imminent. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer will lead a delegation to Israel this weekend, showing his support.
Schumer cut short a visit to Asia this week to return to the U.S. and to focus on the crisis in Israel. A spokesman says Schumer and a delegation of senators will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli President Isaac Herzog. A spokesman says Senator Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in U.S. history, will, quote, discuss what resources the United States can provide to support Israel on all fronts. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan has been nominated by Republicans to be the next House Speaker. Now he has to wrap up enough support to withstand a floor vote, something that Steve Scalise couldn't do earlier this week before he dropped out on Thursday. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked how the chaotic battle for a new House Speaker reflects on the Republican Party right now.
If you think from a GOP perspective, eight Republicans led by Gates work with every single Democrat. That's Swalwell, that's Schiff, that's Omar, that's Tlaib, that's to bring chaos with the whole concept of being upset because we paid our troops. Our troops got paid today.
A federal judge in San Diego has ruled U.S. officials can continue to refuse asylum seekers at border crossings with Mexico if they don't have appointments on a mobile phone app. And ethical concerns are casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election amid ongoing investigations into his son Hunter and a presidential impeachment inquiry. A new poll shows 35% of adults believe the president himself has done something illegal. SRN News. Bible reading is up for some.
The key finding is that people who watch church online are more likely to read the scriptures than those who attend in person. According to the American Bible Society study, 74% of online church viewers read the word at least once a week, against just 32% of those who are in the pews each Sunday. Overall, only 9% of U.S. adults read the Bible daily, 38% only use it when they're at church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in central Japan ruled it's unconstitutional to require a transgender person to undergo a sex change operation before they can change their birth certificate. The Japanese court stated a growing social acceptance of sexual and gender diversity makes the surgery requirement, quote, outdated and goes counter to a global effort toward creating a more inclusive society. The Japanese government continues to observe a traditional view of gender. This is SRN News. The president of the Actors Guild is disappointed Hollywood Studios abruptly broke off talks this week.
Fran Drescher says she doesn't understand why negotiations collapsed, but that these bargaining tactics will not weaken the Actors Guild's resolve. The studios announced Wednesday that they had suspended contract negotiations, saying the gap between the two sides was too great to make continuing worth it. Despite an offer they said was as good as the one that recently ended the writer's strike. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft completed its purchase of video game maker Activision Blizzard for $69 billion, closing one of the most expensive tech acquisitions in history that could have repercussions across the video game industry. Notice that the deal went through came just 7 hours after Microsoft got final approval from Britain's competition watchdog, which reversed its earlier decision to block the $69 billion gaming deal. More at SRNnews.com.